BAT. Do we have a net control this evening? To the Southwest Columbus Ham Radio Club Information Net. My name is John. Net control for this evening. We meet every Thursday at 8:30 p.m. on this repeater. If there is any emergency or priority traffic at this time, please contact Net Control. No emergency or priority traffic. We will not take check-ins for this evening's net. Are there any check-ins?
N-A-T-F-D, Jerry.
Whiskey 8, Delta Kilo Mike, Dave.
November 8, Yankee Mike Tango.
I'll be at NGA in and out, please.
Kilo Echo 8, Foxtrot Golf Papa, Tom.
KD8SCT, Dave.
We have Terry and Dave and Jay. Greg is in and out. Then we have Tom, Dave, Doug, Joe, Paul, and Randy. Are there any more check-ins?
Terry, spell with two R's, G-A-R-R-Y.
Last call for check-in before we get started. Good evening, gentlemen. Welcome to the Southwest Columbus Ham Radio Club Information Net. Tonight, the question is, do you have a linear amplifier or plan on getting one? Do you have a linear amplifier? Do you use it? Do you plan on getting one? First up, N8TFC, Terry. Good evening, Terry.
Good evening, John. Thank you for picking me up. I do not have a linear amplifier, at least not for HF, yet. But do I plan on getting one? Yeah, I do in the future. Hope to be able to get one. I think it would be a big help on HF. But anyway, yeah, don't have one for HF yet. With that, I'll turn it back to Net Control. K-B-A-T, N-A-T-F-C.
All right, Terry. Thank you very much for joining us tonight on the 2-meter net, as well as 10. The reason for my question, of course, is there are two sides of the street on this issue, of course. There are some who say that you really shouldn't use that much power unless you absolutely need to. But then there are some who say it's necessary for a certain type of DX work. And so I can see both sides of the street. An article here by Kirk Kleinschmidt, November Tango Zero Zulu, who claims that it's kind of a waste of time and money, according to him anyway. On the other hand, I can see there are times when it's going to be well worth having the amplifier, especially if you have a beam antenna. Okay, let's move on down the list to Dave. What is that? I always mess up your call sign, Dave. Something WADKM, I believe it is. Go ahead.
KBAT in the net, WADKM. Yes, you got it right. I have a little 2-meter, 100-watt amplifier, but I don't think that's what you're talking about. I do not have a HF amplifier. However, I might be getting one here very shortly, about 800 watts, and I'm kind of wondering if it'll make my gutters glow when I key it down. That ought to be interesting. We'll find out how that works. I am in the camp that says use as little power as necessary to do what you want to do. But unfortunately, a lot of the times that does require some power. So that's the way it works. So that's where I stand, and that's what I got. So back to net control, KDKABATWADKM.
All right, Dave, thank you very much. Great comment. I can say I'm both sides of the street. I guess I would say if you're looking for running, try to get DX, if you have a beam antenna and you're shooting at you're trying to use all the power you can to get to location, I have no problem with that, certainly. But if you're just a good old boy on 40 meters, you have a bunch of wire in the backyard, and you put out 1,500 watts and fry everything within a 100-yard radius, I'm not sure that's absolutely necessary. But there are some guys that actually do that. Okay, next up on the list, Jay, N8YMT. Come on in, Jay.
Hi, sir. Good evening, everybody in the group. I currently do not have an amplifier of HF or 2-meter full 40X. The only one I actually have is on the dusty shelf from a CB, and that's not being used. And as far as possibly getting one, probably not. I don't have enough time to be on HF radio at the 100-watt radio that I've got now. So maybe in, I don't know, later times, closer to retirement, who knows. But other than that, that's it. Back to net, NEYMT.
All right, Jay, thank you very much. Well, this gentleman claims that the other thing is the cost to ump ratio. For example, he claims that let's say you get a small amplifier, 500 watt, and you, he's going to probably spend, close to $1,000 for it, maybe $1,500. But for 500 watts, on the other end, you're going to maybe move your S unit, maybe one S unit. And if you spend 15, you want to get a 1,500 watt amplifier, you're probably going to spend $2,500 for that bad boy, and maybe you move your S meter two or three point units on the S meter. So the question is, if the other end hears you by an increase of two or three S meter units, is it really worth that kind of money? But I guess again, it depends on what you're doing with the amplifier. Okay, next up is Greg, who's in and out, so let's go with Tom, KE8FGP. Come on in, Tom.
KE8FGP, I do not have an amplifier at this point. It maybe some point in the future, as I get a little better at this very, very gradually, and as time and finance permits, perhaps I'll go down that road. And but all I have, so back to net control.
Tom, thank you very much for that. Well, of course, this gentleman says you're better bet to have a better antenna compared to just using more power, and I suppose I agree with that. Antennas, I have found you got to use the right antenna for what you want to use it for. So that's why you might have an antenna farm like me. When you have six antennas, it's because you find out you need the right antenna for the right job. Okay, I'm down the list we go. Next up is Dave, KD8OCT.
K8BAT, KD8OCT. Yeah, I've got a linear. I've got a old AL-ADA. I have probably not used that more than 10 times or so. It seems like it just takes me a little while to get it set up, and I use it. I've tried using it on different antennas, and it just takes me a little while to get it gone, and I just find it's better a lot of times just to do without it. I worked all the 13 colonies on it for that certificate without it, and got through pretty good. And it's a little bit challenging, but if you're patient, you just sit there and listen. I don't think life is really necessary to have one of those. But I suppose if I was a big contester, I'd find that handy. It's a good turnout tonight. Turn it back to you, John. K-A-B-A-T, KD8OCT.
All right, Dave, thank you very much for your comments. We really greatly appreciate them. Yeah, upon my reflection on the years when I think about it, me and amateur radio, the one time when I do think I wish I've had an amplifier was when I was working maybe 10 meters phone, and I was in a pile-up, and I was desperately trying to getting a rear contact. In that case, I really would have loved to have some more power, I think. Okay, next up on the list is Doug, KD8OOT. Good evening, Doug. Come on in.
KD8OOT in the group. Good evening, KD8OOT. I have an amp. It's a 1,000-watt amp, and I normally turn my exciter down to about 90%, so I'm running all around 80 watts, and then the max I normally get out of my amp is 800, normally more down like 750. And I'll have it on when I got the thing where I'm trying to get as many countries as I can hear. And most of that's overseas, so yeah. But if I'm talking here in the States or local, I might have the amp on, but I'm not playing it unless I can't get where I want to go. And the antenna thing, 3 dB gain on an antenna will double your output that your exciter is putting into the coax. So, yeah, a good antenna make a big difference. Good topic. Thanks for picking me up. And back to net, KD8OOT.
Hi, Doug. Thank you very much for your comments. There are certainly times when an amplifier will certainly help you, that's for sure. Of course, I do a lot of CW work and don't really need umph for a CW signal because the width of a CW signal is only a small part of a voice signal. And then when I'm working digital, well, even the digital signal is even a part of a CW signal. I've actually worked to Australia on 30 watts, so sometimes you don't need power. Depends on what you're doing. Next up, KC8YPD, Joe. Good evening, Joe. Come on in.
8BAT, KC8YPD. Oh, good evening, John. Yeah, I got a linear. I'm going to let well enough alone from now on. That sucker, when I was working on it, the points wasn't working. So I took a pair of tweezers with a little thin piece of paper, trying to maneuver in between the points while I was keying the microphone down with a D104, the tweezer slipped out of my hands, which was still touching my body, hit them relays, gave me a whiplash, knocked me backwards into my desk, sent me to the hospital, put me in a wheelchair for a week, and I don't want no more to do with that thing. It's miserable. But don't play with them, guys, unless you know what you're doing. I knew what I was doing, but I dropped the tweezers. Back to that, K8 W-A-D, K-C-Y-P-D.
Joe, wow, I'm really glad to, you know, sorry to hear that happen to you, but yeah, I guess you have to be really careful when you're dealing with those things. But I'm glad you weren't seriously hurt. But boy, that is a challenge when you're working on that kind of equipment, that's for sure. Okay, we're moving down the list. And next up I see is Paul, KD8WQU, I believe it is. Come on in, Paul.
Good evening. K8BAT in the group, KD8WQU here on the west side of Columbus. I do not have a linear amplifier. Truth be known, I probably wouldn't. If I ever do get another HF rig, just whatever comes out of the back of the radio is going to be plenty. I will invest in antenna as opposed to a linear amplifier. I don't think that it's a cheat necessarily. There are people who use them, and they use them well, and they use them correctly. I just don't see a need for one, and I don't want to, you know, spend the finances on one. So, no, I probably would never have a linear amplifier. K8BAT, N8TFC, or KD8WQ, rather, back to net control.
Paul, thank you very much for that. I actually considered getting one once, especially on some of my voice nets, single sideband nets. But when I look at the price compared to what I was going to gain on the other end, I just the buck per ump equation just didn't work out for me so much. But I certainly, you know, don't begrudge those who have the money and have the resources to get them, and who would like to use them and use them wisely and use them well. That, you know, it's a piece of equipment that can certainly help any radio operator, assuming they use it right, of course. Okay, we're moving down the list. The next up is Randy, KD8NKY. Come on in, Randy.
Hey, John, K8BAT in the group, KD8NKY. Great subject. I agree with most everybody that antenna is probably the most important thing, really. You know, investing into a good antenna setup is, you got to hear them to talk to them, and so the antenna is going to do that. But I do have three HF linear amplifiers, and I play one. If I'm going to play radio, I am going to play an amplifier. I don't play it. I don't engage it all the time and operate, you know, because you can have them turned on and have them warmed up and then just hit operate when you're going to be talking overseas or something like that, which I think is almost being polite to people. If, you know, I talk to people overseas and I am just turning my volume, just keep turning the volume up and turning the volume up and putting your ear right at the speaker trying to hear somebody, and the whole time you're thinking, boy, I wish he would turn on his linear amplifier, you know. So it's almost a polite thing to do to people so they can hear you good, you know. I don't think anybody should have to struggle to hear somebody that's way down in the noise level. So, and I switch mine around. I've got wintertime amps, the ones that heat up a lot. I play those in the wintertime, and once it's summer and I'm going to run the AC in the house, then I've got something that runs a lot cooler, a much smaller one, you know. So I have fun with them, and they do take a lot of tuning. I have the manual tune models, the old time ones, and so they seem, I keep them going, and they're fun to play with. It's something that I can work on. Electronics for me is getting a little bit bad and shaky for the delicate things, but the linears, I can still get my big old hands in there and work on them every now and then. So with that, I'll get back to you, John, KDNQY, back to net.
Hi, Randy, thank you very much for that. Yes, there certainly are a good idea of certain types of communication, especially when you're talking overseas. So that certainly is a positive thing. Thank you so much for your great comments. We appreciate them very much. Okay, down the list we go. Next is Gary with two R's, I believe. N-H-X-I. Come on in, Gary.
Okay, John, thank you very much for picking me up. Actually, I was the first check-in, but I must have doubled with Terry because I was not heard. and then I ended up being last. The first shall be last, and the last shall be first, I guess. I guess the Bible said, or one of those books that we're supposed to be reading. Anyway, I have a PC Electronics amateur television transceiver, and it puts out about 7 watts, and that is just not enough for video, to get a picture out there to very much. So in order to get a picture, well, I have also a Mirage 10-in, 100-watt-out amplifier, and that's the only amplifier I have. It's a Mirage 10-in, 100-watt-out amplifier. Its full power is, when I use it, is about 60 or 65 watts, something like that. So, it's, you wouldn't call it real power or anything, but it's enough to get my picture out there, enough that I can get a picture on the airwaves. So, that's what I have as an amplifier, and it is. It's a Mirage. So, okay, let's see if I got it here. There we go. Okay, thank you very much, John, for letting me have a comment or two on the air, and a good net, a good subject, and thank you very much for having the net tonight, the net tonight. Good evening, everybody, and thank you again, John. NACXI, back to net.
All right, Gary, thank you very much for that. Well, you certainly brought up a good idea there, or mentioning a point when we certainly would need some extra power, and that is if you're going to do some amateur TV work. And, I don't know what type of amplifier they're using, but I'm certain, for example, if you do moon bounce, you're going to need some power to do that, too, I'm pretty sure. I don't think you're going to do any moon bounce with 100 watts. So good for you on that comment. You're certainly right about the first being last and last being first. I heard someone, at the same time I heard Terry, I just didn't know it was you, but I'm glad we did get you in there. Okay, this is the Southwest Columbus Ham Radio Club Information Net. My name is John, Kilo 8 Bravo Alpha, Kilo 8 Bravo Alpha Tango, net control for this evening. So before we start the 73 man, let's look for chickens and late check-ins one last time. Looking for check-ins, please call now.
58 Juliet Bravo, my name is Jordan.
I think it was Whiskey 8, Juliet Bravo, and I believe he said his name was Jordan. Come on in.
Thanks for hearing me. I'm glad that I was able to connect with you guys. I know it's a little bit late, but just got a chance to turn on the radio, so just wanted to say hello and 73 to everybody out there.
All right, thank you very much. Our question for this evening we're discussing is, do you have a linear amplifier or do you plan on getting one? So come on in.
Hi, folks. This is Jordan. I have a power supply that I recently got as a Yaesu, which I only got truthfully as a new guy because it matched the radio. So I'm going to be good for a while. This is, I think it's a linear amplifier, but the more I think about it, maybe it is. Shows you what I know. I got a lot to learn. So that's it for me. WHAGB. Back to net control.
Hi, thank you very much. Well, don't be ashamed. We all got a lot to learn, my friend. We all have a lot to learn. Thank you very much for joining us tonight. Hope you'll come back and come next week as well. We're here every Thursday night. We have a 10-meter net at 28.405 at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, and then we'll be here on this repeater at 8:30 every Thursday night. Hey,
Hey, this is the Southwest Columbus Ham Radio Club Information Ed. It's time to start the 73 round. To the top of the list we go for NATFC Terry. One more time, Terry.
Thank you, John. I'm on big welcome to them tonight. Good to hear that. And another great topic, John. You always have a good topic in there. Wanted to remind everybody that our club potluck picnic is this Saturday at Slate Run Metro Park. And that is at 1375 State Route 674 in North Canal, Winchester. I sent out emails. I don't know if I got everybody. I hope I did. But that is this Saturday, and it will start at 10 o'clock, and it will be in the Buzzard's Roost picnic area. So just wanted to pass that on. And with that, I will say 73 to everybody on the net, and look forward to seeing you Saturday. KBATNATFC.
That, and thank you for the announcement. We all greatly appreciate it, and I'm sure many will enjoy that outing. Okay, next up is Mr. Dave, W8DKM, a man who can probably fix just about anything that's metal. Come on in, Dave.
Okay, BAT in the group, W8DKM. Most things, anyway. I guess I kind of actually lied before. I do have a couple of amplifiers. I've got one 17,000 watt at 99.7 megahertz and a 1,000 watt at 920 kilohertz and a 5,000 watt at 103.9 megahertz and a little 200 watt at 95.1. And I'll tell you, we spend a tremendous amount of money on antennas. The antenna for the Blitz for 99.7 was about $18,000. The antennas, I don't even want to know or think about what the four big sticks for WMNI are. They're 265 feet tall, guide, and all in a line, pointing north. And the whole point of that statement was an antenna is what makes a station. I don't care if you're a ham or if you're commercial radio or whatever. Antennas do the work. WMNI at 1,000 watts during the day can be heard almost all the way up to the lake. And if we didn't have the antenna system that we have, that would not happen. If we didn't have the ground system that we have, it wouldn't happen. But it's only 1,000 watts. And the higher you go in frequency, the more you do need a little bit of some more power. So it's a toss-up. If you need it, you need it. If you don't really need it, then you don't really need it, because the guy is right about the 3 dB gain. It's not going to be much on an S-meter break. Most of my life has been playing with antennas and radio and getting them to work right. So, yeah, he's right about that. But on the other hand, a couple of S units, it can very well be the difference between not being able to hear the guy at all and him being pretty loud. The difference between 7 and 9 is quite a difference if you're listening to him. So that's my two cents, and 73 is everybody, and glad to be in here tonight, and we'll talk to you all next week. KBAT and the net, WADKM.
All right, Dave, thank you very much for that, and really great information. Yeah, WMNI, I used to listen to that in another lifetime. who was that guy, the Silent something or other? Anyway, yeah, great station. I used to listen to it all the time when I was young.
You can listen to it now as everything's the same.
I bet it is. Down the list we go. Next up is JN8YMT. Come on in, Jack.
Alrighty. I don't think I can follow that excerpt by any means at all. I'll just say 73s, and everybody have a good night.
All right, Jay, thank you very much. Appreciate it very much. And thank you, Dave, for your great comments. Okay, Mr. Greg, WDNGA, I know you're in and out. Would you like to jump in there and say something before we go? Come on in. On down the list we go. Mr. Tom, K-E-8-F-G-P. Come on in, Tom, one more time.
K-E-8-F-G-P. Don't have much to add. Just appreciate the topic and the conversation again, learning a good bit here as this progresses. It's kind of interesting. You learn more like in 5 minutes listening than 2 days of studying. That being said, 73 is to everyone. I'll turn it back to you, John.
Tom, thank you very much for that. That's very nice of you to say. We have a lot of great people here on this radio net, a lot of good people who are real good at many different things. And that's the fun part, is that everybody is well-versed in something that is not the same with each person. So that makes it really interesting when we all discuss certain topics, because we all have different points of view, which is really good. Okay, down the list we go, and next up on the 73 round is Dave, K-D-8-O-C-T. One more time, Dave.
All right, thanks, John. K-A-B-A-T-K-D-8-O-C-T. Yeah, like everyone said, kind of informative. It's always fun to hear what everybody's comments are on operating. And turn it back to you, John, 73, everybody, K-A-B-A-T-K-D-8-O-C-T.
All right, Dave, thank you very much, and great hearing you in there, and thank you for your comments. You always have some wonderful comments on whatever the subject matter is. Moving down the list, and next up is Doug, KD8OOT. One more time, Doug.
KBAT, KD8OOT. I've had different, back in the 11-meter days, different amplifiers, and started to see the car and trying to get a little further. The 11, 10 meter, you need a lot of elevation or some wattage. You get the HF, it's a lot easier to get further. So, and I'm the phone guy only. I haven't done the digital yet, and I'm certainly not thinking I'll ever learn the code. So, everybody have a good week. Good talking to y'all. Listen to the comments. KD to OT, back to net.
Thank you very much for that. Appreciate it. Okay, we're moving down the list, and next up will be Joe, KC8YPD. One more time, Joe.
HBAT, KC8YPD. I have nothing more, John. You got a good net going here. Got a lot of them in there, buddy. You're bringing them in. So, okay, you got a good net. Take care. K-8-B-A-T, K-C-8-Y-B-D, back to net.
All right, Joe, take care of yourself and be careful with your pliers and your things when you're reaching into electronic radio equipment. Next up, Mr. Paul, K-D-8-W-Q-U. Come on in, Paul.
Very good, John, K-D-8-W-Q-U. On the west side of Columbus, enjoying a beautiful, crystal, clear night. I like WMNI. That's a fun radio station. I really like your oldies. That's a lot of fun. Nothing more to add. I will not be at the picnic, regrettably. I have a rental house that is going to go on the market. Saturday, the tenant will be out, and I will be in there with a couple of contractors and a real estate agent getting ready to put it on the market. So I will not be at the picnic, regrettably. You guys have a good time. Enjoy it. Be safe. And I'm going to sign with y'all. K-8-B-A-T in the group. K-D-8-W-Q-U. on the west side of Columbus. Good night, gentlemen.
Hi, Paul. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. It's always great to hear you in there, for sure. And thank you for your great comments. Okay, we're moving down the list. This is 73 round. And next up is Randy, KD8NKY. One more time, Randy.
Okay, fantastic, John. Man, what a great net. Such good comments and a lot of good information and everything there was heard tonight there. I had a great time. I hope everybody else did too. So say 73 to everybody. Hope you have a good weekend and a good week next week and play plenty of radio. So with that, 73, and we'll get back to K8BAT, KD8NKY.
Hi, Randy. Thank you so very much. Always good to hear you in there, and love your comments. Okay, we're in a 73 round. Next up is Gary, NHCXI. You're still there, Gary. Come on in.
Yes, John. Yes, sir. I'm still here. And, John, it was a good night, and I will say good night. Good night and good night. And, everybody, best wishes to all, and back to net control, and HCXI clear.
All right, Gary, thank you very much. Always great to hear you in there, my friend. Take care and have a great weekend. Okay, and then finally, Jordan, W8JJB. One more time, Jordan, come on in.
Well, good stuff, guys. Sorry that I came in so late. Relatively new ham, finally got a big boy radio with a cable, so I can actually get out a little better than the HT used to let me. So I'm looking forward to picking me up more often, and I will definitely get you guys next week. Same time, same channel. Have a great night, guys. 73 W8JJG Jordan.
Hi, Jordan. Thank you so very much for joining us this evening. Hope you're here and there next week. That's pretty much the end of the list as I have it for the Southwest Columbus Ham Radio Club information net. I'd like to thank all of the people who checked in this evening. Thanks to Terry, Dave, Jay, Greg, Tom, Dave, Doug, Joe, Paul, Randy, Gary, and Jordan. That totals 12 and me makes 13. Also would like to thank KD8MGS Roger and W8MGA Greg for the use of 145.23 repeater. Our club's website can be viewed at www.swchrc.org. That is Sierra Whiskey Charlie, Hotel Romeo Charlie.org. In closing, I would like to mention the passing of a member of the Southwest Columbus Ham Radio Club, Lester Brody, KC8EVR, who passed away 7 weeks ago at the age of 79. I greatly enjoyed listening to him when he was on the air, and I enjoyed the few times we sat beside each other at TJ's during our breakfast gatherings. I even got to meet his son once and his son's significant other. All of us do our best to remain active in our club, and I do so by trying to be the net control operator for the 10-meter net and sometimes the 2-meter net. But other responsibilities can sometimes interfere, as it did with me over the past month. About the same time of Lester's death, one of my dear cousins passed away. Then it was necessary to babysit two of our great-grandsons right before the school year because both of their parents got new jobs, and so they asked us to help. 2 weeks later was my 26th wedding anniversary, and about that time I missed being on the air 1 week. I was guilty of not opening my AMDA radio email account for about 10 days, and as late as last week, no one mentioned it on either of the nets. So I'm saddened to say that Lester was gone several weeks before I found out. Lester lived a long life as he was 79 when he died. He was a veteran of the U.S. Army, a longtime member of the Cub Scouts, and of course was an active member of our club. He's now the third member of the Southwest Columbus Ham Radio Club that has gone SK since I have been a member. And I know there will be more. One could very well be me. So let us enjoy each other on every net, for we never know when it will be our last. So tonight, I would like to say farewell, KCA-DBR. You will be missed. Have a great weekend and 73s. There are no more check-ins or information. I will close the net at 9:11 p.m. and return the repeater back to general use. This is Kilo 8 Bravo Alpha Tango, clear on the WB8 MMR repeater on 14523 at 9:11 p.m. 73, gentlemen, have a great weekend.